Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by J.J.B. Hilliard, W.L. Lyons, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
It's time now for Sports Talk, and here's your Sports Talk host, Greg Horn, here on AM 1250 WLRT.
Good afternoon. Welcome into 1250 Sports Talk on 1250 AM WLRT. Action Jackson Reams here taking over hosting duties for Greg Horn. For all you out there, Greg Horn is going to be here when he can over the next couple of weeks. But in the absence of him, I will take over as host, have a couple of different people who may come in and help me. But today I am joined by my father, Rick Reams. Neither one of us here for the entire week last week. And it looks like we picked a fantastic week to come back to Lexington because this Monday weather right here, I mean, 80 degrees, brilliantly sunny. I was able to go watch a movie at 12:30 in the afternoon today. I don't have a lot of complaints right now.
I don't either. I think we brought it back with us. You had warm weather in Guatemala. I had beautifully warm weather in Florida. And as you said earlier, Jackson, we had some airplane issues, but nothing like's been going on today.
Yeah, of course, I'm sure people out there have seen the issues with United Airlines where a passenger was dragged off the plane. I had a flight canceled on the way home from Atlanta to Lexington, so we ended up having to drive instead of flying home. And no, you had some issues on your way down, I believe, with delays on Allegiant Airlines.
Frontier.
Frontier. I flew Delta, but neither one of us were punched in the face and dragged off of the airplane, so I feel like we had a pretty good time. I come back, my plate very full, had a fantastic mission trip down to Guatemala. The group I was with was able to build two houses in 3 days and then had another 3 days to really just enjoy ourselves in a country down there that many of us had never been to before. I come back with a bushier beard and a year older because I celebrated a birthday last week, but plenty of stuff went on in the States that neither one of us got to talk about. So today is kind of going to be a review show. We're going to talk about some things that we haven't gotten to discuss up to this point. We will have Justin Rowland in our second segment from Rivals.com's Cats Illustrated. He's going to talk a lot of football recruiting because the spring game, believe it or not, is this Friday at Commonwealth Stadium, 7:30 p.m., and will be aired live on SEC Network. Know it's going to be a huge recruiting weekend for Kentucky football, so we're going to have plenty to talk about with him. And before we get started talking about the things we haven't gotten to discuss, I want to thank Kessinger Lee Financial Group for being our sponsor of the day. They can help you out with all of your financial needs. They go through Hilliard Lyons. And if you would like to find out more about them, check them out online at KessingerLeeGroup.com. That is KessingerLeeGroup.com. Com. Once again, just want to thank them for being our sponsor of the day. I guess the biggest news in Lexington over the past week was all of the decisions that were made by Kentucky basketball players to go to the NBA draft. You had the decisions that didn't surprise, and then the decisions that may have surprised some, and then a decision that I was really shocked to hear. So first, let's start with the ones that didn't surprise anyone. That would be De'Aaron Fox first announcing that he was going to the NBA draft and was signing with an agent. And then, I believe the next day, Malik Monk announced that he, too, was going to the NBA draft and signing with an agent. Both of those guys, probably top six prospects in this draft. De'Aaron Fox may have played his way into the top three over the last month. He humiliated Lonzo Ball in the NCAA tournament. I thought he's played himself into the top five for sure. And so neither one of those guys really surprised me that they were going. I think it was in the best options for both of them to do that and wish them the best. It was a lot of fun to watch them as a backcourt duo throughout the season this year.
Just seemed to have great chemistry amongst themselves and seemed to really enjoy their time at UK. So it was, I was like you, Jackson. I wasn't surprised in the least. I just hope for Fox, well, for both of them, but especially for Fox because, you know, he got hurt there a little later in the year, but I'm with you. I think the NCAA tournament, the SEC tournament really upped his stock and he's just moved, just kind of skyrocketed up the boards there. So again, you know, these kids, if you're going to be in the, well, anywhere in the lottery, but if you're going to be a top five or six pick, there's no question that you need to go on and go. And so, hey, more power to them. And, you know, Jackson, the great thing is the more these kids that leave, man, we just have them all over the NBA now. So it's fun to watch them, fun to see what happens. Hey, maybe they'll get on a team with another UK player. But even after the games, it's so interesting to me to see the camaraderie of the UK guys, even the guys that didn't play together at the same time at UK, but they're all seem like they're best buddies out there. And that can't do anything but help recruiting.
Then came the decision that surprised some, did not surprise me in the least. I had been saying I believed Isaiah Briscoe would declare. I believed Isaiah Briscoe was very similar to the Harrison twins or to Deron Lamb or to, maybe not Marcus Teague, but guys who had stayed for 2 years who I felt like weren't going to really go flying up draft boards if they stayed at Kentucky. I think they are what they are. And we've seen it work out in two different ways. Deron Lamb has really struggled to even break into the NBA. But the Harrison twins, you have Andrew on the Memphis Grizzlies, and then Aaron has kind of jumped back and forth. I was not surprised by that decision by Briscoe. He will sign with an agent. He will leave Kentucky. I know a lot of people kind of attacked him on Twitter, and I'm disappointed with that. I really thought Briscoe gave all he could for 2 years. I'm okay with that decision. I'm not sure he'll ever be in the NBA as a regular. He may be a spot-filled guy, but I wish him nothing but the best, and I enjoyed his time at Kentucky, too. It was just a little bit different. You know, I know people were hoping he could have brought a championship, but I think he did what he could, and now he's just ready to go to that next level.
I just think he is a guy that, it's pretty well known. He doesn't like school, but secondly, I think he signed with the agent from the simple standpoint of, that makes it where he can't come back. And I think that's the decision he and his family had to make. You know, Jackson, you see Alex Poitras, who's actually in a different situation because he graduated. But, you know, he's been called up from the D-League now, doing well in the NBA. DeAndre Liggins struggled for a long time.
He just got cut by the Cavaliers, actually, yesterday.
There's got to be something going on with that. There's like three games left. I don't know what.
I think I heard they're trying to bring back Anderson Varejao, okay. The big man. He's a guy they're comfortable with. He would add another big body. And I think that it had more to do with wanting to bring in someone who could contribute for the playoffs than it did with DeAndre Liggins, you know, just not fitting in. Obviously, he wasn't playing much, but I think he's got himself a shot now because he showed throughout the year he could play.
And, you know, DeAndre Liggins is a good example of a guy. He actually is a good shooter. You just never really knew he was a good shooter. Isaiah Briscoe is not a great shooter, but he can do other things, like Liggins can play defense and different things like that. But, Jackson, if Isaiah Briscoe is willing to go overseas, you can make a lot of money over there. You can in some nice places. There's also some places I'm sure you don't want to play. But the developmental league seems like a lot of guys are doing that. So I'm with you. I appreciate his time here. Did he frustrate me? Yes, he frustrated me to death some games. Other games, he was great. But I think he gave Kentucky everything that he could. He did the best he could. He worked on his shooting. He worked on his free throw shooting. I just think, especially for a guy like him that was coming in with all the hype of being a one and done, kind of like you said, the Harrison twins, I think staying that second year is a good thing, but I think it's also hard on the kids.
And then finally, the last decision, and this is the one that surprised me. I knew Bam Adebayo would go to the draft, but not signing with an agent does surprise me. I know he's been falling in draft stock. I even saw today that Draft Express released a new mock draft. Bam has completely fallen out of the first round. And I do think he's a guy with his body size, just how big he is. I think he has an NBA-ready body, so I'm not sure why he would continue to fall like that. But I really thought he was gone 100%. This kind of cracks the door open. I'm not sure he'll come back because there's a lot of big men coming in next year's class. Plus, Kentucky is the favorite for Mohamed Bamba right now. But it is something to watch to see in the next coming weeks what Bam Adebayo decides to do. And it's got a whole lot to do with how he performs, if he gets invited to the combine, or in individual workouts with teams. If he hears what he wants to hear, I think he's ready to go. But he's leaving the door open just in case he wants to come back. And who knows, he could be like a top 10 pick next year.
Exactly. To me, the sky's the limit with him for staying, but also I understand. And Jackson, I really do wonder, and I know nothing about these Draft Express people or whatever, but I'm just wondering if a kid doesn't sign with an agent, if maybe they drop a little bit just because they have that option of going back to school, you know. So I don't know if that's the case. I'm with you. Do I think he needs a second year before he goes to the NBA? I don't think he probably does. I think, as you said, his body's ready, his mind, you know, towards the end, we saw him on the uptick also, but it's just going to have to be, he's going to have to fall in with the right team. And in a situation like that, you know, we've seen the poor players that sit in that green room on NBA draft night and never get their names called. So I don't want him to do that. But it's, you know, Calipari is a very good person to be with the NBA to tell him you need to stay or you need to go. So I'll trust whatever Calipari says.
So you lose those four guys. You have the departing three seniors. Still haven't heard anything on Isaac Humphries or anyone else who may transfer, but they're also trying to put together the class for next year, and we will get to talk about that a little later as well. Thanks for listening to us do the beginning of a review for the first segment here on Sports Talk. In our next segment, we're going to have Justin Rowland, and we're going to be talking lots of football, so make sure you tune in. We'll be right back here on the second segment of 1250 Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
Nice shot, Jim.
Hey, thanks. You know, it's great to be out here and not at the shop.
Yeah, must be all that action coach business coaching.
Well, laugh if you want, but our revenues are up, and I'm working smarter on each of the six steps to a better business instead of harder, like some people I know.
I don't know what action coach can tell me about my business. We had a record year last year.
Hey, look, every great athlete has a coach, even the world's best golfer, who had a record year last year, too.
Good point.
Now, listen. I've learned more about business in the last 3 months from my action coach than I ever have.
I've also learned something else.
Yeah, what's that?
The best tee times are during the middle of the week.
Your local Action coach in Central Kentucky is Andrew Van Horn. Contact Andrew at 859-940-5517. That's Andrew Van Horn at 859-940-5517. You deserve to have your own coach, too. Call Action Coach Andrew Van Horn today.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life. Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Rojay Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, our second segment of the day. Greg Horn out today, and so I, Action Jackson, and here with my dad, Rick Reams. We were talking in our last segment a lot about the basketball team, some of the decisions that were made last week while we were both out of town. We are currently trying to get in contact with Justin Rowland of Cats Illustrated. If he calls us during this segment, we'll bring him on, or if not, we'll have him in the next segment. So let's continue to talk about this basketball situation a little bit. Coach Cal still trying to wrap up the class for next season to bring in a lot of different guys. We talked about how, you know, Bam Adebayo is making a decision about the NBA draft and may or may not return to Kentucky. Mohamed Bamba is a top three considered player in this class. He's kind of the one guy with star potential that Kentucky really is still in the mix for, and a lot of people saying that the Cats are the favorite for him. Do you see any scenario where Bam were to return that Mohamed Bamba would still choose Kentucky?
I just don't see that would happen. I don't really know where he would fit in with that. So I think if Bam returns, then Bamba is gone. But, you know, that's one of those situations, Jackson, that's going to have to be decided pretty quickly, just from that standpoint. If Bam is going to come back, then they need to let Mohamed Bamba know that. I'm sure Cal will do a great job and Kenny Payne of selling him on the fact that they could play together. I just think they're too much of the same type of player. But, hey, you know, never put it past Cal to do anything to get a kid to come. From what I've seen, Bamba is an amazing player, an amazing athlete. I would love to have him. But, you know, the great thing about having Bam back is he's already been down this road once, and he knows he's played in the SEC, he's played in the tournaments. So, he gives us that guy that would come back that would kind of surprise you, like the Harrison twins. You know, none of us thought they would come back, and they did. But I just don't see how the two of those guys could play together.
Well, Bamba is definitely a guy who is very intriguing. I think he reminds me a lot of Nerlens Noel. He's an elite shot blocker. The offense is still being worked on, but he can go up and get a lot of, you know, alley-oops and putbacks and things like that. I think a rim protector would be something Kentucky hasn't had in a little while, and so it would be nice to have that back on the squad. I could go either way. If Bam comes back, I would be happy for that. I think Bam would add, you know, plenty of experience to the team like you're talking about, and he's also extremely talented. And I enjoyed having him on the team last season. If he were to leave and Kentucky got Bamba, then I would also feel comfortable because I think Bamba is going to end up being a really great player. There was some good news over the weekend that I don't know if Greg was able to get to. They had the Team USA versus the World Nike Hoops Summit, and one of the surprises, quote-unquote, of the day was Jared Vanderbilt, who I believe he is the one who's committed to Kentucky but not signed yet and is supposed to be signing in the next couple of weeks. 19 points on 8 of 12 shooting, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks, and 2 steals in just 19 minutes in that game. And he has now played his way into Chad Ford's top 10 for the 2018 NBA draft prospects. After the McDonald's game, where a lot of those guys kind of were a bit, I don't want to say disappointing, but were a bit quiet, I think it was very encouraging to see a guy who's already committed to Kentucky and not could, like Bamba or Kevin Knox, really have a great game over the weekend.
I watched some of that, Jackson, and he was the one guy that kind of stuck out. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't even know which one he was at first. You know, I just knew that we had a kid named Vanderbilt that had signed or had committed to play here. But yeah, he had a great game. It was nice to see him kind of be able to branch out and do some things that I didn't know that he could do. But like you said, after the McDonald's game, I had trouble watching the McDonald's game. For some reason, I enjoyed watching the Hoop Summit more. I think it's because it was actually more of a game. He played very well. You know, Jackson, the one thing that still concerns me a little bit is this the injury to Quade Green. I guess it's concussion or something. And that's why he hasn't played in the past couple games. And so from that standpoint, you know, that's just one thing that I know we have almost a full, not a full year, but we have, you know, we have a while till we get there. But maybe when we get rolling on, maybe we can ask him about that. But it's just he's set out a couple games where he hasn't been medically cleared to play, and that always worries me with that. But I did want to ask you one other question, Jackson. I know you were gone, so I was gone too. But, you know, I see this tour that the seniors are taking, but nowhere is Michael Mulder listed on any of these events. Have you heard anything about that? I mean, I know the kid's not from Kentucky, but man, to me, I would jump on there with Hawkins and Willis and just get my money, because I know they make pretty good money on that. But I'm just interested to see that he's not been at anything.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about Michael Mulder wanting to do tours. I also don't think there's a demand for Michael Mulder. I think that's the biggest thing, is they're playing on the Kentucky boys going together and having huge crowds. They added an extra night, or maybe a whole extra week. Yeah, they added an entire extra week for tours for those two guys. Dominique Hawkins is going to do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all this week, and then they're going to do one together next Monday, a week from tonight. So I think it has more to do with demand. I don't think people want to go see Michael Mulder. I don't think people want Michael Mulder's autograph. And I mean, he had sort of a forgettable time at Kentucky. I'd say that probably has the most to do with it, in my opinion. I don't know that as a fact. Obviously, Kentucky's still looking for some shooters for next year's class. You had Quade Green and Hamidou Diallo are the two guards that you'll have. And then beyond that, you know, Fox and Monk are gone. Dominique Hawkins is gone. Mulder's gone. You return Brad Calipari, I guess. So Kentucky's still looking at some options. I heard that they've offered a couple of four-star guys, as well as are considering a transfer who is going to graduate in 3 years from Pittsburgh, named Cam Johnson. Kid shot over 40% from three, averaged about 12 points per game, and would be eligible right away with 2 years of eligibility. Then you have four-star Jamarl Baker, I believe is the kid's name, from out in California. He decommitted from Cal and has since had plenty of interest in him. And then there was one more guy from Illinois whose name has suddenly escaped me, but it sounds like Michigan State, after his visit this past weekend, is the favorite for him. If you had to choose between two four-star guys or a transfer from Pittsburgh who's already done some stuff, I think for me, the answer would have to be Cam Johnson from Pittsburgh. Is that how you feel as well?
Yes, I would definitely go with that. Just from the simple standpoint of Jackson, you're getting a known quantity. You're getting a guy that, I mean, I'm trying to look up right now. I don't know who our best 3-point shooter percentage wise has ever been. I don't know if we have any at 42%. I don't think we had any that high this year. But I would go for that. The kid out of California, I don't know a whole lot about. The one that's interesting to me is the kid that's thinking about Michigan State. He apparently has not played basketball a long time. He's a football player and got hurt and decided just to kind of take up basketball. And man, I tell you what, you've got to be quite an impressive basketball player for a guy like Calipari or even Tom Izzo or any of those to go ahead and give you that, that offer. So I've seen where they say that they think that they could both. They could actually have the kid from California and the kid from Pittsburgh could both come and both be able to play. I'm not sure. Is Diallo a point guard? I don't know.
Hamidou Diallo is a shooting guard, but he was a terrible shooter in high school. Just atrocious. And so that, I think, is the biggest concern for them is to add a shooter. Kentucky had five guys who shot over 30% from three-point range last year, but one of those was Winion Gabriel, who I didn't feel like shot very well. And Dominique Hawkins shot over 30%. He came on towards the end, so I can see that, but through most of the year, I wouldn't have thought that either. No one shot 40% from three-point range on the team. Malik Monk would have been the closest at 39.7%. So definitely some needs they're going to try to fill, and they will continue to keep their options open. So still some things that could happen in the coming weeks before we know what the team will look like next year. Also, it was announced today that next year, on December 2nd, I believe, Kentucky will host Harvard in Rupp Arena, and that should be an interesting game just because Harvard has been a tournament team off and on the last few years and something to watch for. We're going to go to break here. We're going to continue to try to get in contact with Justin Rowland. Hopefully we'll have him for the next segment, but either way, you'll still have Action Jackson Reams and my dad Rick Reams right here on 1250 Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT.
Did you know that Asbury University offers scholarships in 17 intercollegiate sports? Asbury is also one of only two private colleges in the state of Kentucky with a nationally accredited music program. And Asbury also has more than 150 student organizations to choose from. If you're interested in participating in college instead of being lost in the crowd, email Asbury at admissions@asbury.edu.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery, celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family-owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by JJB Hilliard, WL Lyons, LLC member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk, third segment of the day. Still having some trouble trying to get a hold of Justin Rowland, our normal Monday guest, but he's got lots of children and a family, so I'm sure he probably has some stuff going on, so we'll try him a little bit later. If we're unable to get a hold of him, we'll have him later this week instead. I want to thank Kessinger Lee Financial Group for being our sponsor of the day today. They can help you out with your financial needs through Hilliard Lyons. If you would like to check them out, look at them online, KessingerLeeGroup.com. That's K-E-S-S-I-N-G-E-R, LeeGroup.com. Action.com. And we want to thank them for being our sponsor of the day today. You got Action Jackson Reams and my dad Rick Reams still in studio here, back for our first day after missing the entire week last week, and heard that Greg Horn had some great shows last week, including one with Rob Bromley of WKYT, who has been really a staple of sports broadcasting in Lexington, announced that he is going to retire in September, I believe, last week, and just a guy who, it's going to be weird to not see him on WKYT anymore, isn't it?
It is. He's been around a long time, just like I've been around a long time, and I can remember in his younger days, and he was one that I was always surprised. I figured he'd go somewhere else, but, you know, Jackson, I guess when you have a job you love and you get to, do UK games, which he used to broadcast some of the games on TV on the delayed broadcast and everything, so I guess he just found a niche and ended up loving it. So I haven't gotten a chance to listen to that, but I do want to hear it because I know he has to have some great stories to tell that maybe he hasn't let out till now, and maybe he won't tell them until he actually retires, but it would be an interesting guy to hear.
Well, he's definitely been a guy, like you said, who's been around here a long time. He's done a great job, could have gone other places, and must have been comfortable where he was at. So we really appreciate all the time that he put in here in Lexington with his sports broadcasting. And still got a couple of months left to catch him over on WKYT, so would encourage you to continue to watch him. I believe he's weeknights, the sports guy over there. So you'll want to check him out. And we want to thank him for coming on Sports Talk last week to talk about that decision. We've talked a lot of UK stuff, and we can continue in the next segment, but this segment I think we should widen things a little bit. Big time sports story, finally Sergio Garcia gets that's his name, right?
That is correct.
Okay, I'm not a big golf guy, but finally Sergio Garcia gets his first major. He was able to defeat Justin Rose in a one-hole playoff yesterday of the Masters. Heard that, I mean, if Sergio Garcia is a name that I know when you're talking about golf, you know he's been around a while, and just now got his first major. Apparently he's been known to choke in the past. It looks like he was going to choke yesterday, but you have to be really happy for the guy that he finally got that monkey off his back. And I think in the golf major that is most known around the world, I mean, Augusta National with the green jackets, it's one of the most recognizable things, and a great thing for him to have been able to finally get that one down.
Yeah, they said, I think this was his 74th major before he finally won one, and that's an amazing that a golfer can keep on going at the level he has for as long he has. Now, before we go too far, Jackson, for the Tiger Woods lovers, they hate Garcia because Garcia he's always on Tiger Woods. He's saying things about him. He's doing stuff behind his back. He and Tiger Woods are not close at all, and that's why other people really like Garcia because of the grief that he gives Tiger Woods. He's changed a lot in his younger days. I'm a frustrated golfer from the simple standpoint, two things. One, I never could play well at all.
Yep.
And then the happiest thing to me was the day my back surgeon said, oh, and by the way, you can't play golf. So now it gives me an excuse not to play golf, but I do love to watch it. And Sergio in his younger years was flamboyant, was very, very cocky, was one of those guys you kept thinking, you know, you've not won anything, so why are you doing what you're doing? But, you know, after yesterday, he seemed like he was very, very gracious, very appreciative of what happened. I do want to ask you one thing, Jackson. You watched a little bit of it. You watched more of it than I did. I got to see a little bit of the end. But, you know, like on every shot, he and Justin Rose, who they were going head-to-head, were like giving each other high fives for shots and stuff. What do you think? Is that positive? Is that negative? What do you think about that?
I had heard that they were good friends, so I guess they enjoyed going up against each other for that final championship. Justin Rose missed a putt that I believe would have, or it could have lost it for him on the 18th originally. Then Sergio Garcia returned the favor and missed a putt, so they went to the playoffs. And I think that Justin Rose was just legitimately happy for Sergio that he was able to finally win like that. Saw him hang, the announcers pointed out that Justin Rose hung back while Sergio was walking up to the green for the final one, you know, the 19th hole. It was hole 18, but the 19th they had played of the day. I think it's just two good friends who enjoyed the way that they did it, and I enjoy seeing that sportsmanship. I don't remember him being a jerk in the past. I don't like golf. I don't pay attention to golf. So I thought it was cool to see them interact like that, and I didn't have any problems with it. I thought it was a lot of fun.
I had a little bit of problems. I just think if you're going head-to-head against someone, you know, you might want to back off a little bit. But, hey, the great thing is if they were friends before and they're still friends after, that speaks volumes, because in the heat of the – the situation there, it could have gone, you know, either way. And so you have to think about that. But I think Justin Rose, I'm pretty sure, again, Jackson, I'm not the golf aficionado. I think he's won the British Open. He is from England. So I think, you know, that's his one. Although Sergio is from Spain. You won't remember, but Seve Ballesteros was from Spain. I think they said it was actually his birthday yesterday. He died from a brain tumor a couple years back, but he had won the Masters. So it was kind of like he had gone on in his footsteps, I guess. But, you know, it's a lot of fun. And, I mean, I would love just to see that course one time. I mean, it looks unbelievable on TV. I did hear people saying today that they kind of like, you know, we heard this controversy during the NCAA that they were bringing in, like, extra squealing from the shoes. They said they bring in bird sounds at the Masters, and they put blue stuff in the water, but hey, man, I don't care. I think it's a beautiful place. The thing I'm most amazed about, Jackson, is that the concessions, and you have to understand, this is a dad speaking. You used to bring boys to, like, Cincinnati Reds baseball game. The concessions have not changed prices in years. A sandwich is like $1.75, and a drink's like 50 cents. And, I mean, they could gouge you, but it's rather apparent the Masters, they don't need any more money.
Yeah, and it's a very hard course to get onto to play, almost impossible from what I understand. So the only time you would ever go is if you were wanting to watch, and you would be doing that alone, because I will not go watch golf for any reason. I think it's boring at the end of the day. I really do. I would watch the final hole when it's down like that, but if you already had a winner, you know, if there was no competition there, I wouldn't have watched the end of that yesterday. So I can say I paid attention, but I won't say I enjoyed it. I thought it was sort of silly, but that's just me. Good transition there. You mentioned the Cincinnati Reds. They've had a great start to the season. 4-2 on the year. They dropped their opening game against the Philadelphia Phillies and then won 2 of 3 in St. Louis, which for the Reds doesn't happen very often. Now sitting at 4-2, they're going to be in Pittsburgh tonight. They've had some young guns get wins already. Brandon Finnegan and Cody Reed, who they traded for Johnny Cueto, both have wins on the season. And then Amir Garrett, the former St. John's basketball player, made his debut, got his first win of his career. And yes, I know it's only 6 games into the season, but for them to be tied for first in the NL Central, I can't help but be a little excited, and probably going to inflate my expectations, which I shouldn't do. I still think they'll end up being a pretty bad team this year.
Jackson, come on. We're, what, 6 games in? Every name you just said, I have never heard of.
They're all young guys. They're on the up and up.
I've not seen one game this year. I didn't even, when I was in Florida, I'll be perfectly honest with you, I didn't open up the sports section. I had no idea. I did see on Twitter that the Reds were doing great. You know what, Jackson? That's great. So they're in first place after 6 games. How long?
It's the only time they will be.
Yeah,
this year.
I was getting ready to say, how long is it going to take until they fall back? I'm going to give them about 8 more games. And hey, maybe I'll be wrong, but I'm just so much older than you. I've seen this before. If it's not the big red machine, but hey, you know what, Jackson? I will tell you this much. Enjoy it while you have it, because you just don't get this very often with the Reds.
Yeah, Adam Duvall, who had a great season last year, he was in the home run derby because of how great of a first half he had last year, has continued his hot start, batting .348, 2 home runs and 4 RBIs in 6 games. So that's impressive. He's a Louisville native, so, you know, got to hope that he does well for them. He did go to Louisville, so that's kind of hard for me. But now he's playing for the Reds, so I can cheer for him. I think Joey Votto has a couple of home runs. I've got to get to him first to look at it. Let's see. He's battering .227, 2 home runs, 3 RBIs. So a pretty good way to start the season. And I think any positive vibes for the Reds is very important, because this is going to be a long process of restarting the program and trying to get back to being a team that contends year in and year out. And so I've got to take the positives when I got them, like you said, because I don't think they're going to be around for very long. Only about a minute left in this segment. Interesting news, because I'm a soccer fan today. The U.S., Canada, and Mexico have launched a combined bid for the 2026 World Cup. So the three countries will each host. But here's the interesting part. There will be 10 matches in Canada, 10 matches in Mexico, and 60 in the U.S., including from, I believe, the quarterfinals on. So really, it's the U.S. bid, but bring in Canada and Mexico, and they're hoping that they'll finally get another World Cup.
Hey, I guess whatever it takes. I know nothing about that, but whatever it takes. But I do want to go back to baseball real quick. You know, what I have heard is I've heard Tim Tebow, two home runs. Of course,
I've also heard five strikeouts.
But still, but hey, two home runs. And so I've heard more about that than the Reds. So that may tell you where the Reds are right now.
Well, Tim Tebow's starting to look like Adam Dunn, the old home run or strikeout guy. And it'll be interesting to see if he can move up. Also, something to keep in mind, Lexington Legends sold those Tim Tebow ticket packages. How many of those games will he actually be in Lexington for?
I'm sure they're hoping he'll slow it down a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. We'll come back for our last segment of the day. Have been unable to get a hold of Justin Rowland, but I'll try him one more time during the break. You've been listening to Action Jackson Reams and my dad, Rick Reams, here on 1250 Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT.
Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back in our final segment here of 1250 Sports Talk. Strangely, have been unable to get a hold of Justin Rowland today, which never happens. So hopefully we'll be able to get him back on later this week. I'm sure he's got something going on, and we'll try to get him back for you because the spring game is this coming Friday night at 7:30 on the SEC Network, and I know it is going to be a big recruiting event for Kentucky. So I'm sure he'll have plenty to share with us, and we will do our best to get him back on air with us later this week. Instead, that leaves just myself, Action Jackson Reams, and my father, Rick Reams, here for this last segment. Really, so far, we've just kind of reviewed what happened while we were gone. We had lots of talk about the basketball team. I know that the football team had a disappointing scrimmage over the weekend, I believe, and Eddie Grand made some funny comments talking about how they were drinking some bad Kool-Aid and he needed to get a new batch in for them. But what I was really encouraged with was what I heard from Steven Johnson. He stepped up, said, this is my team. I need to have them more ready than that. And I was really encouraged to hear him take that leadership role. I expected nothing less from him because he was the quarterback most of last season. But he's clearly a guy who is gaining confidence, and I think that could be huge for Kentucky in what would be his senior season as quarterback next year.
I agree with you. I was glad to hear him come out and say that also, that, you know, this is his team and he needs to do a better job. But Jackson, lost in all that is that meant the defense had a great scrimmage. So that's one thing that I think we need to look at. Some of the defensive players were saying that that Mark Stoops had talked to him and told him that he expected a lot from him. It sounded like a lot of them gave the effort he wanted, some pick six, a lot of tackles for loss and different things. So I think that's good. You know, you tend to go a lot with the offense, how the offense would go, how's the team goes. But, you know, I would be worried right now if the offense was putting up huge numbers and our defense couldn't stop anyone. I think we can work on offense. I think Steven Johnson is a work in progress. You know, one thing to be said about Steven Johnson is he's put on a lot of weight and bulk that they wanted him to do. Does that make him a different quarterback? I don't know the answer to that question, but that's going to be something interesting to see. They say Drew Barker is really not being held back from doing much of anything. Gunnar Hoke is having a good preseason right now, a good spring. I don't think you're going to see a quarterback controversy because I don't think there is a quarterback controversy. But I think we can work on that with Benny Snell coming back. I'm not near as concerned about the quarterback having to do too much. But they talked about Dorian Bakers have been having a great spring. That's what we need to see. I'm interested in seeing our wideouts and different things. They talk about what a great influence Dean Hood is having on our special teams and different things. I think all of that is important for us to see what's going to happen after that, and we'll see go from there. So, you know, with Steven Johnson, again, he's the kid that takes credit and blame as it's given to him. And I think that's an important thing for him. I like it when a guy will step up and say, hey, I'm supposed to be leader of this team. I know our coaches are supposed to get us together, but I need to do a better job than I have been doing. So, you know, let's see what happens. The spring game, I'm excited about it. I will watch it. I'm not going to go live. But you can't tell a whole lot about those. My thing with the spring games, Jackson, is I just want to make sure that we don't get anyone hurt in that game. I know the quarterbacks will probably have the red jerseys on where they won't have to worry about it, but I just think we need to be very careful in the spring game, not get anyone hurt. Let's just see, kind of play it out, see how everything goes, but let's get ready for the fall when the important stuff starts. But hey, as you said and as I said, Steven Johnson, I'll give you credit. You know what? You took the credit. You took the blame. And now let's see what you can do with your offense.
A little update. Just got off the phone with Justin Rowland. We're going to have him back on Wednesday. I don't want to hurry through an interview with a guy like that. Always has plenty of information to share with us. And I don't think it would have done him justice to only be on with the last 6 minutes of this show.
Plus, everyone wants to hear us.
That's true, right? We can just continue. But he said that they had those storms, I guess, middle of the week, probably last week, destroyed a cell tower close to his house, and he was having in trouble getting signal. So hopefully we'll be able to get him on Wednesday. But talking about the football a little bit further, just the one thing that I'm interested to see, 7:30, it's a night game live on the SEC Network, coming off the best season Kentucky's had in a while. Do you expect a big crowd at the spring game?
I don't think we'll have a big crowd. I think there'll be a crowd there. You know, we went as a family that first year of Stoops, and it was just packed. I'm not interested in going. I will, as I said earlier, I will watch it on TV. I think they'll have a moderate crowd. I think it'll be okay. They always try to make it a big day, you know, to come out for the fans and everything. So I think it's much more important just to see the product on the field. But I would tell people, hey, it seems like it's always a good time when you go. So if you get a chance, you want to go, head out there. But I will be an old man sitting at home watching on TV.
And I believe it's free, so that always helps. You can just get
it's
in.
It's definitely free
and
on
go
TV.
Watch. It's not free because you're still paying for it.
True.
Let's move on. We'll talk about the UK baseball team. Had their first rough week in a while. Went 1-3 last week with a 5-3 loss at Louisville, who's top three, I believe, in the country.
They've been one for a while this year too.
They won 5-2 at Mississippi State on Friday, but then lost back to back games 10-6 on Saturday and Sunday. So went 1-3 through the week last week. They had a rally at Louisville that fell short on Sunday, yesterday, in the rubber match against Mississippi State. They were up 3-1 after the first two innings, but gave up 9 unanswered after that and just weren't able to answer enough. It'll be interesting to take a view, that's not what I want to say, but to see how the team responds under Nick Mangione again after having what was their first bad week in a while. They had jumped into the top 10. I think they're back to around 15 now. They'll be back in action on Wednesday, hosting UT Martin, and then be at Missouri this weekend before hosting Louisville later next week. Haven't beaten Louisville in quite a while, and I thought had a pretty good outing in Louisville earlier last week. Are you discouraged by a 1-3 week, or do you think it's the fact that they're always playing really quality ranked teams?
I think that has more to do with it. I just think we're in such a tough league to play in. But I'm more impressed just with the job Nick Mangione has done just in this first year. I mean, you know, last year, the last couple years with Gary Henderson, we were okay. We weren't great. But it just seems like he has maybe brought new life into the program. I'm not saying that it wasn't there before. I just think he brought something new in with the kids. I know that the UK Athletics is tweeting out pictures all the time of the new baseball stadium. I think there's a lot of excitement going on with that. You know, Jackson, that's one thing I would like to see, actually. I've not been to a UK baseball game in a long time. The last one I went to, I was actually working security and kind of worked security for the game. But I'd like to go out and see them play. I'd like to maybe see that Louisville game or something like that. But it seems like they've got an exciting brand of baseball, which they need. You know, the women's softball team has kind of brought that up to that point. But as you were saying, and maybe you can go over that, they've had a rough week also.
Yeah, the softball team was going to be the next topic of discussion. They've lost 5 of their last 6, all within the SEC. Their game against Western Kentucky at home last Wednesday was canceled due to weather, I'm sure. Wasn't in the country, so I can't say that for sure. But just kind of surprising, the struggles that they've had. They lost a series at Ole Miss, which you wouldn't expect them to do. Lost 7-1 in the first game, and then 4-0 in the final game of that series. So over that 3-game series against Ole Miss in Oxford, they scored 2 runs. They won the game in between 1-0. And then this last weekend, they just got lambasted. Is that the word?
That's
lambasted by Tennessee. 9-0 on Friday, 5-2 on Saturday, and then 9-4 yesterday. Rachel Lawson's club really having some issues, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fact, A, that they're not scoring runs. You don't beat many teams that way. But, B, just continuing to try to move past having Kelsey Nunley in the past, who was such a big ace, still trying to find that go-to player, although Megan Prince has done pretty well up to this point.
Yeah, with the women's softball, if you don't have that dominating pitcher, you have to have the offense to put runs on the board. And just look like against Tennessee, they just don't have that right now. They're not at that point. And they're still trying to figure out pitching and different things. You know, like you said, Jackson, when you have a Kelsey Nunley on your squad, it gets very easy to get used to that. So when she's gone and you don't have that anymore, it's tough to try to – I'm not saying Rachel Lawson can't do it. I know she can. But it's tough to try to put those pieces back together and turn into a different type of team than you were before.
And this team was expected to struggle. They didn't really to start the season, and now middle of the year, they kind of are hitting their struggles. So we'll hope that they'll be able to get out of those and get right back on track. Coming into the last minute of the show here, so just want to say thank you to everyone out there for listening to this show. Greg Horn will be back on air tomorrow, and believe we're having Myron Medcalf. It's either he or C.L. Brown. One of those ESPN basketball guys will come on. Sure, we'll have plenty to talk about with UK basketball with those guys, and then talking about looking in the future as well. So encourage you to check out that show. We'll have Justin Rowland on Wednesday since we weren't able to get him today, and you will be back on Wednesday for that show as well. So thanks for Kessinger Lee Group being our sponsor of the day, and we will talk to you tomorrow. It'll be Greg Horn back on the mic with Action Jackson Reams on 1250 Sports Talk, AM 1250, WLRT.